Travel Writer Show on J-Air 88 FM in Melbourne. Well, welcome and thanks for joining us here at Travel Writers Radio on J-Air 88 FM. I'm Graham Kemlow and my co-host tonight is Rita Ehrlich. Hi, Rita.
Hi, Graham. Hello, listeners.
Good to have you there, Rita. Now, you and I are socially distancing to bring our listeners another edition of the weekly radio show. Rita's actually in the east of the city. I'm down in the south. We're about 26 kilometres apart. I'm not sure if that's too big a social distance, but we've got this fantastic technology that enables us to produce high-definition audio for you. So we hope it's coming through loud and clear. Now, for those who are not in Melbourne, we are scheduled to come out of the sixth lockdown this Friday. We've been locked down for 262 days in total since March 2020, not continuously, but it's quite a dubious record previously held by Buenos Aires as the most shut down city in the world. But we've also not just been shut down during the day, but we've also had a nighttime curfew. But we're actually quite happy that the situation is being eased. There was an issue in Melbourne initially to try and eliminate the virus, but apparently that is now not the strategy. It appears we are now living with the virus, which, you know, I guess we have to live with as an idea. But you've got to be agile in this world. And so governments around Australia are now engaged in trying to vaccinate our way out of the pandemic.
So we're being freed to a certain extent, but still limited in where we can go, what we can do, and with how many people. However, despite the pandemic, we're still finding human interest stories around food, wine, lifestyle, and travel. We continue to broadcast on FM radio, 88 FM in Melbourne, every Wednesday from 5 to 7pm Eastern Daylight Saving Time here in Australia. We're also live on the internet at j-air.com.au or go to www.soundcloud.com/travelwritersradio where we have posted more than 2,150 stories for you to stream or download anywhere and anytime. We've had more than 150,000 plays on SoundCloud. So we'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to Travel Writers Radio. And tonight on Travel Writers Radio, we take you around the world, virtually, of course. Visit the Coonawarra in South Australia, where Carolyn Jasinski concludes her personal guided tour to this wine region.
Carolyn Jasinski, who's covering the country for us by all possible means, planes, trains, automobiles, she's even hiked, but most recently, it was the romance of the rail that got her as she journeyed over 4 days from Darwin south to Adelaide on the GAN, and she gathered a bunch of interviews along the way. Rita Ehrlich speaks with French-born Melbourne chef Philippe Mouchel about the many challenges of operating a city restaurant during Melbourne's extensive shutdowns. Bali correspondent, now back in Perth, Suzanne Hart, has an extensive background in business events, and we talked to her last week about the corporate incentive sector with its recognition and reward programs. This week, she explains how incentives might return in a post-COVID world. And we check in with the Food Bowl of Victoria, based around Shepparton and the Goulburn Valley, which was the first regional area to be locked down in Victoria. That put more than 20,000 people in isolation or quarantine, which in turn caused food shortages and staff shortages that even forced the local McDonald's to shut at 6pm. That's all coming up in Travel Writers Radio here on J-Air 88 FM in Melbourne.